One of the industries that tends to benefit from the positive agricultural conditions is the machinery industry, because when farmers have a bit of income, they are able to spend on machinery, farm implements, and also the replacements from the previous seasons. And in the current season, the 2024-25 production year, we've seen South Africa's agriculture recovering. And yes, it's not a wide-scale recovery. We've made the point previously that we are in a year of an uneven recovery, which means that not all subsectors in South Africa's agriculture will be doing well or are doing well. For example, if you think about the livestock industry, the folks there continue to struggle with the foot and mouth disease, and that is weighing on their income, because remember, when we have a foot and mouth disease, we are temporarily blocked from exporting our products to certain markets, and that weighs on the farmer's income. But also the fact that while animals do not die, the farmers have to, for a particular period, keep feeding the animals until they are vaccinated and they are cleared, and therefore they can put them in the market. We are also coming from a period where the feed prices were fairly high, especially last year, given that we were hit by the midsummer drought, which led to a poor harvest, and that caused the increase in the feed prices. So the livestock industry, as it was coming off the higher feed cost environment, hit by the foot and mouth disease as the cheaper feed from the current season comes in. And this puts the guys in a tricky position. So financially, I think that there are a lot of pain points there. So when you hear us talking about the recovery in agriculture, it doesn't mean that it's all rosy, everyone is doing well. No, that's not the point. There are folks that are under pressure at this moment. And I think that the livestock, and to a certain extent, even poultry, is one of those. But there are some that are doing better. I mean, if you think about the grain industry, it is one of those that has actually had a fairly good period this time around. We've seen our grain production recovering and recovering well, benefiting, of course, from the excellent rainfall and the fact that the farmers were able to plant the area that they had intended to plant. And when we received then the great rainfall, we were able to see our production increasing. If you think about how much we produced this year, we have a grain harvest overall of about 19.5 million tons. This is up 26% year on year and well above the long-term averages. And this is just the summer grains. I'm thinking here about maize, white and yellow, soybean, sunflower seed, dry beans, sorghum, you name it. This is what we are looking at, and sunflower seeds, of course. And in this, we see an improvement across the board. Either you are thinking about the figures of maize, you are thinking about soybeans, sunflower, the numbers are looking great, and it pretty much reflects this environment of a recovery that we are in. But it doesn't end there, because if you talk to people that are in fruit production, we will see that the citrus figures are looking great, the apple figures were great, the grape figures are excellent, the wine figures are excellent. So all of them really benefiting from the better environment. We've also seen another benefit being the improvement at the ports, because we are an export-oriented agricultural sector. Much of what we produce has to go to the export markets. And when we have some challenges at the ports, that tends to present some pressures, of course, to the farmers, because now all of this crop, which is supposed to efficiently put out to the export market so that we gain the revenue that we need, it suddenly becomes under pressure. But this time around, you have a good harvest, excellent volumes, and at the same time, some improvements in the efficiencies at the ports. And by the way, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the ports are where we would like them to be. We certainly would like to see continuous recovery in the efficiencies of the ports. But I think also it would be unfair to say there isn't a progress. There is some progress, and I think that is at the desired levels when you look at where things are and where we are coming from, which is why I think many people, if they look today in the news media, you will see that there hasn't been a lot of complaints, particularly from agriculture, about the ports. There may be a need for improvement from other sectors, and certainly even in agriculture, we would argue that we would like to see the ports improving more and more, because remember, we are a sector that still has a lot of volume of production that will come into the market in the coming years. And logistics are pretty much the bloodline of seeing agriculture improving. But if you put all of those factors together then, and you say, how is the sector doing? I would say we are leaning more on doing reasonably well, which is why I was saying the machinery industry is benefiting on that. And if you zoom into just two of these machinery or equipment sales, they are tractor sales as well as the combine harvester sales. Since the start of this year, the combine harvester sales have been pretty much doing well. Tractor sales have been excellent, more than well. I would say they've been excellent. And the recent figures of August, which are coming out of the South African Agricultural Machinery Association, they pretty much paint a continuation of that picture. For example, the tractor sales in August were at 700 units, up 22% from the same period last year. Now, if you look at the year-on-year performance of these sales since the start of the year, it's been pretty much positive, reflecting again this environment. On a combined harvester sales, I would say the past few months, we've seen a change, a little bit of a decline here and there, but they were flat in August with about 5 units sold. But if you stretch it back and you do the eight months comparison, you will see that this year, we still have a much more solid sales in the combined harvesters side. And the core thing behind all of this is this excellent production in grains, excellent production in horticulture, that's your fruit and vegetables, but also on grains, it doesn't end just on the summer grain, because if you talk to people in the Western Cape, yes, there were challenges during the planting time, issues of snail in some of the regions whereby farmers have to replant, but the new data that is coming up, it shows that we pretty much could have a larger winter crop harvest this year in South Africa compared with what we had last year. So all of these dynamics are again pointing to this environment of a better operations in the South African agricultural sector this year compared with where we were last year. And it's also adding to this. And another indicator that we observe and we produce at AgBiz is, of course, the AgBiz IDC Agribusiness Confidence Index. And we've just released the third quarter results of it. Yes, it showed the continuation of a decline in sentiment. But if you look at the point where we are, it is at 63 points. And we know that where we start worrying is when the index drops below the 50 mark point, because the 50 mark point is a neutral point where we know that anything that is below that, it signals that there's pessimism in the sector. And if it's above that, it signals that there's optimism in the sector. So we are not going towards the desired direction. It's declining, but it's still at 63, which means that all else considered, the sentiment in the sector is still positive. And I think that all of this is adding to this optimism or to these sales and the optimism about what's to come, which the farmers are doing. Because you could read the sales and the combined harvesters in two ways. One, as a signal about the hope for the season ahead and the improvement in income from the previous season, but also just generally about the confidence that people have in the sector. And I think for me, this tells us that in the upcoming season, things may still be better. And we will talk about this in the future, but we are already starting to look at the weather conditions, about what they tell us about the seasons ahead. And I'll say this, from what we have heard from the South African Weather Service, it is likely that we may actually have another excellent agricultural season in South Africa. And these are all of the positive dynamics. And I think that the better tractor sales, the better weather conditions, they signal to that. But we're not going to sit and pretend that we are not talking about the financial aspect in here, because at the end of the day, this also talks to the spending. And one of those is the fact that we've seen interest rates easing. And I think that contributes also on this better improvement on the financial conditions for the sector, which is why farmers are also buying the machinery. But overall, I think the ultimate thing is that we are in a far better agricultural season than we were. And the machinery sales industry is one of those that in turn benefits when agriculture is doing well. There is a base effect story also baked in these numbers, because we are coming from a period where the tractor sales were pretty much slightly down. But thinking about it on a long-term perspective, we're doing reasonably well. And I think that these sales signal exactly that this is a time for improvement by the guys, because last year, some of the poor sales here and there were the fact that in the past 3 years, the sales were extraordinarily high, and the fact that there was a drought. So now there is that annual base effect, but still looking at the absolute sales of this year and compare with what we were, one can see that the farmers are spending more machinery, signaling a healthy environment in South Africa's agricultural sector.